Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Arach in Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asbas Rachel Shishi B'zeichar Find Rezivik Hagon Bikar of Mamesh. Now the previous Mishnah we discussed Hesig Yad by Arachin, which again meant if the person who made the Erech Neder can't afford it, so we just evaluate him for how much he could afford it. That's Lashon of Hesig Yad. And therefore, said the Mishnah, if somebody who was poor was Marich, somebody who was rich, even though the rich fellow could afford it, that doesn't make a difference. Who made the Neder? The poor fellow. So we judge him based off of how much he could afford. Says Mishnah Beis, Avol Karbonos Einoi Kein. This concept of Hesig Yad by Karbonos, this idea of Hesig Yad by Karbonos is not the same. It's different. We know that Hesig Yad by Karbonos does exist, such as by a Karbon of Metzora, when a person becomes Tahar from his Tzoras, he has to bring a number of Karbonos, two of them being a Chatos and an Oila. Now, if he could afford it, so his Chatos has to be a female sheep, and his Oila is a male sheep. However, if he cannot afford it, Ein Yodoi Maseges, he doesn't have Hesig Yad, he doesn't have enough money, so then he just brings two birds. And that's what the Mishnah tells us. Harisha Amar, if a person says, Karbonos al Metzora ze Olai, the carbon of that Metzora, that fellow who's a Metzora, he's bringing Karbonos, I take upon myself to bring his Karbonos. So Imahi Metzora Ani, if that Metzora was an Ani and he's only bringing birds, maybe Karbon Ani. So then this fellow has to bring two birds. Whereas Ashir, if that Metzora was wealthy, maybe Karbon Ashir. So he brings a carbon of an Ashir. Now Rebbe clarifies that Omer Ani, I say, Af by Rachin Kain, we can even have a similar case with Arachin. Because V'chimi B'nei Ma Ani Sha'arach Hasa Ashir, Nois and Erach Ani. Why is it that we said in the previous Mishnah that an Ani, who's Marech, a rich person, only gives as much as he, the Ani, could afford? That's because She'en Ashir Chayv Klom. The wealthy fellow is not Chayv anything. Somebody simply made a neder about him, but he's not Chayv anything. So therefore, we look at the fellow who made the neder, who's poor, and he only gives what he could afford. Aval, however, says Rebbe, Ha'ashir Sha'amar Erki Olai. If a rich person said, I take my value upon myself, Mishama Ani, and a poor fellow heard this, Va'amar, and he said, Masha Amar Ze Olai. Whatever that guy said, I take it upon myself. So Nois and Erech Ashir, he has to give the Erech of the Ashir. Now again, even though we know in the Torah, the Erech of the person is the same, they could both be the same exact age, and according to the Torah, they have to give the same amount of money. But since the poor fellow said, I'm going to give whatever that guy's giving, so since the rich fellow has to pay the full amount, the poor fellow has to pay the full amount as well. Now we continue discussing Arachin, Hoya Ani Veheshir, Oy Ashir Veheni. Let's say at the time of the Erech, he was poor and then he became wealthy, or he was wealthy and then he became poor. Nois and Erech Ashir, he has to give that which an Ashir would give. That's because according to this Tana, we look at both situations, not only when he made the nether, but also when he's paying up for the nether, and if at either time he was wealthy, so he has to give how much a wealthy person would give. And Rabbi Hudaimer, he says, Afilu Ani Veheshir Vechazer Veheni, even if he was poor when he made the nether, then he became wealthy in the interim, and then he became poor again before he actually paid it up. Nonetheless, Nois and Erech Ashir, he has to pay how much a wealthy person would give, and that's based off of a Josh on the Pasuk. Now moving on to Mishnah Gimel, we continue, Afilu Bekarbonus Einoi Kein. With Karbonus, it's not like this. Afilu Aviv Meis Viniach Leribai, even if a person's father died and left him over 10,000, that's 10,000 mana, and that's a lot of money. Or Sfinase Bayam, he has a ship out at sea, which he had rented out to somebody, Ubobi Ribais, and then it came with a lot, meaning now that the person docked, they owe him the money for the rental. In La Hektish Bahan Klum, Hektish doesn't have anything in them, meaning when a person's chai of a carbon, if at the time he was chai of the carbon, he was poor, it doesn't make a difference if later he became extremely wealthy, since when he was chai of the carbon, he's poor, so that's what he gives, the carbon that a poor person would bring. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet, continue to discuss these klalim that we had mentioned briefly in Mishnah Aleph, and on to Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, discussing something else. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.